And if you have any questions on that, you can call me, Jimmy J. Ray. We'll see you now, and you have yourself a good one, my friend. Goodbye now.
Goose. Goosey.
Hello, this is Chris 200, and you're listening to Audio On Demand. $500 of GM product strapped to my ass.
This is Chris 200 with Audio On Demand. Today is, I believe, the 7th of December 2005. It's Wednesday, even though I've thought it has been Thursday all day today. Once again, we're getting snow here in Nebraska. 2 to 4 inches is what's expected. I'm headed home. It's about 5:15 in the evening. I just came across a rollover accident. Yeah, slowed everything down to a crawl after that. Got going here again. It's pretty darn slick out. I'm going to try and keep it at about 40 or 45 miles an hour. So that the wind doesn't blow me off the edge of the road here. Nobody's passing me, and I'm not coming up onto anybody too fast, so it seems to be about the rate to go. I probably could go faster, but I don't want to put her in the ditch tonight. Geez, what am I going to talk about today? Well, let's see. I don't have a time-lapse photo for yesterday. For whatever reason, my camera was doing one capture, but not the two other captures that I ask it to do every day, all day long. So I didn't have any captures. Or did I? I didn't check my hard drive. I think maybe I did check the hard drive. No captures on the hard drive either. Let's see. Here comes some trucks screaming up behind me. Hopefully they don't blow me off the edge of the road here. Last night I did some Christmas shopping. I didn't buy anything. I went to Nebraska Crossing, which is an outlet mall, on my way home. It's on the interstate here at Gretna. Just two more exits away. And looking for some Bowie knives, some cheap Bowie knives. They didn't have anything cheap there. They had case knives. They had the... Oh, brother. They had Swiss Army knives, Chicago Cutlery knives. That's the store I went to, Chicago Cutlery. Had some really nice knives there, but they were a little bit expensive. Maybe if things go well after Christmas, we'll buy a set of Chicago Cutlery there. They really look nice. I'd like to have some sharp knives at home. Something a little bit better than the old cheapos that you get with Omaha Steaks or some sort of Ronco special. So I'm looking forward to that. What else did I do? I went to a shoe store. I didn't see anything there. Everything was supposed to be 40 to 60% off, and everything was 40% off and way overpriced to begin with, so I didn't buy any shoes. I didn't really find anything that really tripped my trigger. There's an ambulance going by me. I wonder what that's all about. It's like there's somebody in the back. What else? Went to a toy store. I found some Thomas the Tank Engine components that would fit my son's battery-operated train. I kind of toyed with buying some of those things, and then I decided at the last minute not to. They had a train set for, or let me back up, they had individual cars for $4 a piece. I think for $12 or $14 you could get like a set with a an engine and either three or four cars. And I thought, wow, that might be a good idea. That would fit. He'd have more cars. And then the other option for $20 was a whole set with a whole bunch of track and a whole engine and some cars. And I thought, well, I don't know. Let's buy a couple cars and you got, you know, half the investment of a whole new set. So I decided to pass that up. I can't remember the name of the store, but it was basically a KB outlet store. They had a lot of last year's toys there, I imagine. Don't have any video games. I thought they used to have video games there, but they must not. So, did that, came home, forgot that I had got a message that my glasses were in. I should have stopped and got my glasses at Target. I ordered some new glasses. Hopefully I can get those tonight. If I can get home tonight, I'm actually up to 50 miles an hour. I probably should slow down. When I see ice crystals on the road, that's a pretty good indication that it's pretty darn slick. Other than that, I don't think I got anything else. I'm kind of hungry for chili tonight. Maybe I can call the wife and see if she can make that. Go ahead, let you go. I'm coming up on the Platte River Bridge, which is always a spot for accidents. And I'm going to go ahead and let you go. I got a car passing.
Chris 200 here. I am casting from work here.
Hopefully you won't run me off the road.
I just wanted to let you know I've got a little bit of a greatest hits, some things that I've actually recorded off of other podcasts here at the end. So have a good day and enjoy the clips.
Yeah, maybe I'll do this real quick. Do I sing this one? Nope. Oh.
Say that you're leaving, but just for a day. Company wants you to fly to L.A. So you leave me alone and I sit and I say, what will I do today, today, while you're away? I will sniff all your underwear, dress in your clothes, pleasure myself inside your pantyhose. I know it's not easy to leave me alone, but it's more fun when you're not home. Yeah, it's more fun when you're not home.
The troops, though, troops are different. You gotta support the troops, right? Wrong again. You keep trying, but yeah, I'm not saying don't support the troops. I'm saying I support people on an individual basis. I gotta meet the troop first. If I meet the troop, he's a cool troop, we drink, and he doesn't turn into a dildo, yeah, I'll support him no matter what he does. I'll write his specific name on the yellow ribbon so they know it's just the PFC James Campbell or whatever his fucking name is, and then he can do whatever he wants. He could go AWOL or drop bombs on his own guys and Canadians or whatever, and I'll go, hey, he's having a bad day. I know that guy. I drank with him. He's cool. Right? But some troops are dickheads. Some troops are, you know them, they're some of fucking assholes. I was down in Killeen, Texas by Fort Hood. There was a troop down there in a bar, and he wanted to hammer my head flat because I accidentally dumped over his piss-warm draft beer. And he was fucking, you know how they get the fucking forearm swinging forward, the fucking monkey redneck fucking, oh, you want to kick my ass? I didn't support that troop during the war. I did not. That troop was a shithead, and I hoped he died first. That's the only reason I watched that boring. Yeah, yeah, no, I wanted to see his little peanut head explode on CNN on a choppy, sad-like feed, because he's a fucking asshole. He's not fighting for your freedom. He's fighting because he's a psychopath that wants to kill somebody. He found a good outlet, and that's good. Right? That's why I'm pro-war, as long as it's voluntary. This war was voluntary. I mean, there's no draft. They weren't yanking kids out of the inner city and making them go fight a war. Everyone who joined the military because they kind of want to go kill other people, right? And that's good. That's your instinct. Your instinct is your true God. Follow it. If you just want to fucking kill someone, there's a place for it. Go to the military. As long as people who kind of want to go kill other people are going to kill other people who kind of want to go kill other people, you're killing all the right people and opening up all the best parking spaces, because people who want to kill other people are the last people I want to party with, because I get mouthy when I drink. So go, you know, yeah, have a big killing free-for-all. Make up wars. Fight over Antarctica. Call it Manifest Destiny and do it on, do 12-man teams from different countries on paintball fields with real weapons and put it on pay-per-view. Let it generate its own revenue so it's not sucking our fucking supplies dry, right? Military should be, you should be able to quit anytime you want. That way they'd really have to sell you on the war. They can't just like suck you in with, you know, some bullshit 18 years old where you don't know what you do. That's what people say. That's not true. They don't all want to kill people. Some people just join the military because they need college money. Then they're idiots and college wasn't going to help. Right? There's plenty of other ways to get college money. Suck a dick. Rob a guy. Steal a car. Steal a pallet of that shit off the forklift you run at UPS and sell it out of a van on a highway off-ramp. Swing around the brass pole a few times, Jessica Lynch. You'll have plenty of college money and never leave West Virginia. Boom. Keep a war going. Don't have a war against terrorism. Jealous. Terrorism's a brilliant form of warfare. Sorry. It's being used inappropriately now. The terrorists we have now, they just are bad at it. They're using it in an inappropriate and ineffective fashion. But terrorism is a form of warfare. How do you have rules for war? What's that all about? Well, that's, Saddam Hussein, he was ready to use chemical weapons. That's against the rules. Fuck you. That's a war, faggot. Fight it or get out. Ain't no rules. It's like, what's a Geneva Convention? What's that sick shit? You got rules for, we're going to kill each other by the hundreds of thousands. Not us, of course. Poor people's kids. But if we're going to do it, let's jot down some rules, right? Can they hit him in the face with a garden rake? Gentlemen, what do you think? Yeah, okay, all right, everyone in. Yeah, hit him in the face with a garden rake is okay. What about macing him? No, that's chemical. That's fighting like a fairy. No, macing, that's what girls use. That's fighting like a girly. Right? It's a war. If you attack me, I'm a weaker country. I will use any weapon I have. I will chemical weapon, nuclear weapon, girly eye gouge, sucker nut punch, dog shit in a wrist rocket, whatever's going to keep you away from me. Good, yeah, it's a war.
You know, do it or not do it if I can, and there it is, keepingthegirl.com.
At least dudes can offer substitutions, right? If dudes don't like to lick pussy, at least they just come off weak. But girls say shit like I don't like to do that, but I hate giving blowjobs, but all right, I'll do it with my hand, okay? What would make you think that you could possibly be as good at that as me? I got 32 years in the job. That's my world. I'm in the trenches every day. Having a girl jerk you off is like trying to brush your teeth with your left hand. It's the most frustrating, spastic, uncoordinated experience in a man's life. You can't do that right. That's my world.
Just like it's not for us to attempt to manually manipulate. No guy can ever do that to a girl. No guy can ever manually manipulate a woman unless he gets specific instructions. Right? And they are good for that girl only. You break up with her, you've got to fucking start from scratch. You don't know nothing. Don't you ever use one girl's moves on another girl, because it will just result in chaos. Can every girl get her own crazy shit? You have to listen to me. You have to use your thumb only. Now push down with your four fingers and go clockwise. Only clockwise. Now listen, this is really important. I want you to grab my right cheek with your right hand, and right before I come, I want you to slam my ankles together. Ready? Now! Oh my god! Wait, don't touch me yet! Wait, oh my god! You're like, oh my god, let me get a fucking pencil. I can't forget the order. Tell your friends, like, dude, you gotta slam the ankles hard. Like, all right, I got it, I got it. And you think you got, like, the move to get you out of trouble, but that's her move only. That's only for that girl. You break up with her, you gotta fucking start from scratch. You go out with some new chick, you're like, oh, I know what she wants. Ow! You fucking retard! You almost broke my leg! What are you doing? I'm sorry. I was just trying to make you come. Make me come? You didn't stick your toe in my ass or blow in my ear. You don't know any of the secret moves. And you were going clockwise. Are you gay? Because clockwise is gay. Everyone knows that. Oh my god, he was going clockwise. Oh my god, get yourself tested. Clockwise is gay. That's the difference between men and women. They all have this. Not the only difference, but this, the simplicity of this material. That's the difference. See, every woman has different moves, but every guy on the planet that ever lived has this. It's the same move. It's just this sad, just get it out. It's just like, just get rid of it. It's all it is. So don't ever invent new moves, ladies, because it's all just fucking downtime. They never try to press your man like, I know what my boyfriend likes. You know what he likes when I start a little fire? That's what he likes. Like I'm a little Indian in a teepee. I start a little. He likes when I do the boomerang. Oh, let me come right back. He likes when I open up the top and look inside. Hello? Does anybody in there want to come out and play? Woo-hoo! Ricola! No, there's only one move, one fucking sad move. Just get it out. The problem is that even if you teach your girlfriend that one move, they never really have the opportunity in life to develop the proper jerking off endurance. Right? I mean, they'll start off real good, but they fade. Like, does that feel good? And I do like that. It feels good, yeah. Wait a minute. I have to switch hands. Wait. Oh, my God. And then they start talking to me like, why is this taking so long? Look, if you just keep talking to me, it's going to take longer. All right, no, except me. Yeah, I just want to let you know that I'm not going to be able to do this forever. So you should probably hurry up. Like, every time we talk, I start from scratch, right? This is just fucking up for the both of us, right? Oh, my God, oh, that's wonderful. Is that what you want from the woman that you love? You want new communication? You just want me to service you? Oh, my God, how fucking creepy are you? Look, oh, honey, I love you. I'd love to talk to you, right? Just give me a minute. Just give me a minute. Fine. Fine, whatever, fine. Always on your terms. Did you ever notice that? Hmm? And you better let me know before you come, because I don't want to get it in my face. Will you just shut the fuck up? Let me come so I can run from you! Oh my god. I can't believe you're yelling at me. Like, this was my fucking idea. Like, I got nothing better to do than be jerking you off. Let's check Jennifer's list of shit to do today. Number one, jerk you off. That's the most important. It really is. Where are you going? Why are you running? You're afraid of commitment! Fucking loser. I should have listened to my mother. He's afraid of strong women. They all are. You're so right.
That's a pretty cool place.
It was fun. And
that's what I've heard.
I came home. Then he came up yesterday, and we spent the day together, and I talked him into staying the night so that I could, like, do really evil things to his body, and then... He left about 9 o'clock this morning.
Did it involve
both of his parents? Are both of his parents Chinese?
Yes.
How did he get that name?
I don't know.
It's his American name. His Chinese name is Ping Pong, probably.
You're probably right. No, I think his real name is Wang Wei, but that's a different story.
Hello, my name Ping Pong Wow. Hello, my name is Long Duck Dong.
But they were very nice to me, and they've been trying to set him up with Chinese women, and he finally just like, I'm not dating a Chinese woman. This is what I want. And he presents me to his parents, and I'm going, just be normal. Don't be yourself. Be normal.
Right.
What's the diff?
There's a very big diff between me and normal. Yes, I want to zap your son's gonads with an electrocution kit.
Woo, well. Ladies and gentlemen, with that in mind, we have to say goodbye. And thank Lady Divya for appearing with us on this episode of MAACP. Who knows, maybe she'll be back tomorrow or this week sometime. And we will talk to you then. Chris, we got a little music.
Yeah, this is music from Shauna Burns. And it kind of has a Tori Amos flavor. This is nice. Pink Girl.